With a look at health headlines every morning, Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning. Here's a story by Doug Hempstead in the Ottawa Sun that I'd like you to go into further detail, if you could, Doctor.
Sure.
A new drill to give drugs and fluids to patients being administered by paramedics, advanced care paramedics.
Right. This is a when you have situations where a patient on the scene, you come on the scene and someone has cardiac arrest or severe, we call cardiovascular collapse. That is, they've lost a lot of blood or fluid, and you're trying to look for access to provide more fluid through intravenous administration. And in this case, if veins have collapsed, which do happen quite commonly, and even the anatomy for some people where the veins are difficult to find, you need to get that fluid in immediately to restore blood pressure, to help administer medications in order during the resuscitation efforts, and time is very critical. And so in the past, and what is done now, what has been done for a long time, is inserting what we call a large bore needle, a very large, wide needle that allows fluid to rush through very quickly. And it's inserted into the lower leg or the tibia, the bone in the lower leg, into the bone marrow. That's sort of an open space. Fluid can be administered in that area. It's absorbed through that area in the bone marrow into the general circulation. So it's a way of administering it very quickly where you do not have to depend on finding a vein. So in this case, what this particular gun does is it circumvents the technical difficulties with administering it by hand. A lot of times they took the needle, they literally have to sort of drill down with their hand to go into the bone to find the right space and then administer the medication or the fluids. In this case, this particular gun is much more accurate. It's a size of a glue gun. It drills through, and reports are that it is less painful to do it this way than the old way of doing it by hand. It's more accurate at finding the site, and it allows them also quicker. The technique is much faster to get the IV in place and provide what you need for that patient. So this is actually it's the old adage, Steve. It's the right tool for the right job. And so this is another tool that the paramedics will have to help people more quickly, more efficiently, and get the job done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.